And in Luke chapter 2 and verses 13 and 14, the Bible says this, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." I want to speak to you for just a brief moment about that subject, peace on earth. Let me kind of wrap up the things that you've heard tonight with a challenge. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for the beautiful music we've heard. But most of all, we thank you for the beautiful truth we have heard. And I pray that you would truly allow us to experience peace this Christmas season. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, in 2012, the Miss America contest, Leah Cecil, one of the contestants, was asked about her feelings on making euthanasia a legal practice. She said this, "That's one of the things I'm not educated on, so I need to look up what that means. But I do know that it's a vaccine." I don't know why they ask goofy questions to people in a beauty contest, but usually they ask goofy things like this. "If you could have anything you desire for Christmas this year, what would it be?" And they're supposed to say something like this, "Well, I would end all hunger. I would end hunger. Or I would find a cure for cancer." And often you might hear somebody say, "I would wish for world peace." At the time of Jesus' birth, that was something that everybody desired, much like we would desire today. Life was difficult, much like it is today. They found themselves as a people that experienced high taxation. They found that unemployment was high, morals were slipping, and a military state was in control. But God gave them a sign. So there are two major Christian holidays. We have Christmas and we have Easter. Quite frankly, that's the only time some people show up to church. But we find that at Christmas and Easter, what you have is you have at Christmas the promise that God had made to man. And at Easter, you have the proof that God fulfilled His promise. And here we see that God is usually, He gives signs. Signs were often used in the Old Testament. I think of that story about Moses where how do we know that God's power was going to be sufficient? Remember, Moses' rod turned into a serpent, and the magicians of Egypt said, "Oh, we can do that too." But there was one thing. Moses' serpent swallowed up their serpents, and that was a sign that God's power was going to be greater than the enemy's power. Well, here we see another sign. It was a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And what this sign carried, it sent a message to the people of the earth that God had sent His Son. It was a message to the world that peace was going to come, though it had known much war. During this time, something that historians know as Pax Romana, it was in effect, and it was a time of peace, but really when you think of Pax Romana, really it was an absence of war, but remember, an absence of war doesn't guarantee peace. In fact, during the Pax Romana, most of the emperors of Rome died by assassination during that time. You see, there was peace from war, but there was no peace in the hearts of man. So here we have some angels. And these angels appear, and angels appear in more than half the books of the Bible, and they have three primary responsibilities. You'll find this in the Bible. They are going to either magnify the Lord, they're going to minister to certain individuals, or they're going to be messengers of God. In fact, we sing that this time of year. Hark the herald, the messengers, hark the herald angels sing. And this message in song, and if you want to be technical, it says there that the angels were saying, not singing, but they were declaring this message. And it kind of has two verses to their song, if you want to look at it that way. The first verse is just praise to God. And the second verse is peace to men. Because the incarnation of Jesus Christ, God taking on flesh, offers peace to man. Very briefly tonight, I want to give you two types of peace that Jesus offers. Because the people of this day got confused, as Brother Mark talked about. They thought that the Messiah was going to come and there would be peace as far as a kingdom was concerned. But and that will happen. But the truth of the matter is when He came the first time, He offered a much more significant peace And it came in these two types of peace. Number one, I want you to see this very quickly. Jesus offers peace with God. Peace with God. You know, you look around you, and man knows that he is not at peace with God. That's why you find that some feel that they have to maybe enter into a room and speak to man and confess their sins to another fallible man. Because they know there's something that's not at peace with God, and they're attempting and seeking to make peace. That's why you find that some men bow towards the city of Mecca several times during a day, trying to keep certain religious rites so that they can have peace with God, because they know in their heart they are not at peace with God. Others offer incense and oranges to a deity to appease him so that he would not be angry at them, because they know in their hearts that they are not at peace with God. There are others maybe that would say, well, I'm going to go to a church, I'm going to give money, and I'm going to live a life of morality so that maybe God would be pleased with me, because they know in their heart they are not at peace with God. But I've got good news tonight. According to the Bible, faith is the God-ordained way of giving man the peace that God has provided for us. The Bible says in Romans, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody said it this way: in the manger, a treaty was signed that ended the war between God and man. Can I tell you tonight, I know I'm speaking to a large number of people who have already put their faith and trust not in themselves, not in some other religious rite or observation, but you have put your faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, knowing that He is the very God of very gods, the Son wrapped in human flesh, who died for us, who resurrected in great power. And when we put our faith in the right object, which is His death, His burial, and resurrection, then, friend, immediately we have peace with God. That's a wonderful truth. But Jesus offers us another type of peace. And the second type of peace is this: peace from God. You know, oftentimes our salvation, which is our standing with God, doesn't match our state. Meaning this, that a lot of times we find ourselves in the hustle and bustle of life, trapped in the busyness of life, trapped in the worries of life, and we may have peace with God, but we don't have peace from God. I can't remember, years ago, I can't remember if it was one of the missionaries we support that was telling me this story, or I read it in one of their report letters. Either way, it was one of those two. This was an actual story from a missionary that I knew. And he said that in Africa, he had a truck and he was driving down the road, and there was a man who was carrying a heavy load on his shoulders. And the missionary stopped and offered the man a ride. And the man got in the back of his pickup truck and he took off down the road. And he had gone down the road quite a ways and looked in the back, and that man was still in the back trying to keep his balance, standing up, holding the burden on his shoulders. He had to stop the pickup truck and say, "What are you doing?" The man said, I'm trying to get to where we're going. And he said, "Listen, the truck can handle you and your burden. Put it down. Sit down and enjoy the ride." I think sometimes that's how we live our life. The Lord is sufficient to carry our burden. We know that He saved us, but we still try and carry our problems and deal with the issues of life. And I want you to know that we can have peace not just with God. We're in the truck, but we can put our burdens down and have peace from God. You see, the Jews thought peace would come outwardly, but when Jesus came the first time, He brought it inwardly. That's why He said, when He was getting ready to leave His disciples, He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." This peace isn't freedom from all the hassles in life. It means freedom from being so easily bothered by them. I know I'm looking at people and you're looking at a person who easily gets bothered by things. And the truth of the matter is God gives us a peace where we don't have to be so bothered. Epicetus said this: "While the emperor may give peace from war on land and sea, he is unable to give peace from passion, grief, and envy. He cannot give peace of heart for which man yearns more than for outward peace. I think the world over is looking for peace. That's why we have synods and gatherings and peace treaties and accords. But the truth of the matter is peace can only come ultimately from one place, and that is the Lord. And it begins with having peace with God, and then peace from God. And ultimately, He's coming again, and there will be peace on earth for all men. The Jews often greet each other with an expression, and maybe you've heard it before, shalom. That word shalom is commonly interpreted peace, but it's not just merely the absence of war and strife. The greeting shalom carries the idea of offering well-being and harmony within and without. And that's the gift that God gives to us this Christmas season. The gift of peace, the gift of shalom. So I want to ask you questions tonight. I want you to think about them. Question number one is, do you have peace with God? If I could use that imagery, when did you sign your peace treaty with God? For me, it was in June of 1984. I was at war with God because of my sin. And that day, as a young man, I bowed my head and said, Lord, I want you to be my Savior. I believe in your death, your burial, and resurrection, and I'm not trusting in anything but you to take me to heaven. And that day, I established peace with God. And I'm so thankful I did. What about you? When were you saved? When did you trust Christ? Do you have peace with God, or is there something rumbling and stirring in your heart? Question number two is, are you experiencing peace from God? I imagine there's a good number of people in here tonight, and you're saved and you know you're saved, but your life is disrupted. You're bothered and you're troubled. Can I remind you, friend, let not your heart be troubled. The Lord gives a peace that the world could never give. And if you'll look to Him, you'll find it in Him. And friend, I think we can ultimately look that someday God will bring peace as He comes again. And I know we're all looking forward to that day. This is a time of peace, the Christmas season. Let's remember these truths.